from Sweetie's Friends. We are continuing our share in the topic of reading Shema without tefillin. We saw 2 days in the Gemara, Kilimede the Sheker Batzmo, like being makriv the Karbon without the Mincha or the Zvachim. And now we are continuing again based on the Torah that I received from Rav Rabbi Agon Agadah Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. What would be the din if somebody reads, somebody wears tefillin and afterwards reads Shema? Would that be okay? It says you have to read Shema with tefillin. But let's say somebody already put on tefillin and now he wants to read Shema. So it says in the Taras Kohanim, Zevach u'nesachim, im ein zevach ein nesachim, she yikdom zevach l'nesachim, shim kodmo nesachim l'zvachim psulim. So we see in the Taras Kohanim that you're not allowed to be makdim the nesachim to the zevach. So if you're not allowed to be makdim the nesachim to the zevach, and the tefillin compares, and the Torah, the Gemara compares the tefillin, the kriya shema, to the karbon and the nesachim, and the tefillin to the nesachim, that would mean that just like you're not allowed to be makdim the nesachim to the zevachim, you're also not allowed to be makdim, not allowed to first wear your tefillin and then put on kriya shema if when you're reading Shema, you're not wearing your tefillin. Or maybe we can say no. That you can't exactly compare them, because you can't be makdim the nesachim to the zevach, because the nesachim are only miskadesh b'shchitas hazevach, like it says there in the miyuchos l'rash mishans, in the Amor and Taras Kohanim. By the way, it's also Gemara Menachos, the Mendalat Amaveh, there it's not talking about B'diyavid. The Taras Kohanim says, even B'diyavid, you can't be makdim the Nesachim to the Zvachim. But maybe there it's because the Zvachim are Makadish and the Nesachim, and that would not apply, obviously, to the case of Tefillin and Kriya Shema, that's Svara. So in the Tshuvas Imre Yosher, we're going to Meir Arik in Sif Dalit, he discusses this. He brings the name of the Avnei Nezer, that if you're makdim Tefillin to Kriya Shema, it is not effective, no good, and Rav Meir Arik proves in the Yerushalmi that it's mashma that if you're makdim the nesachim to the karbon, you are yotzei, and then he's docha the raya. He doesn't bring him in the Taras Kohanim. In the Chuvus of Shaul Meishir, Yosef Shaul Noten Zan, in the Madura Tinyana, Chelek Gimel, in Simon Ayin Beis, he's got loads of Mahaduros and Chalok and a lot of stuff going on over there in the Shaul Meishiv. So in Chelek Gimel, Simon Ayin Beis, Merdutiani writes another reason why, if you first why if you read Shema, then you can wear tefillin afterwards, and that's okay, because Ein Mechuser Zman Lebo B'Yom. So it's not considered mechuser zman that you're not doing it at the right time if it's in the same day. So here also, you did it on the same day. You read Shema and then you wore tefillin. So you're beseder gomer. So according to that svara, if you're makdim the tefillin to kriya Shema, it's also beseder because we have the same svara in mechuser zman b'yom. Aye, what about the svara of the Taras Kohanim, the kashim Taras Kohanim? They now have to be makdim the zvachim to the carbon. So bechrech like our chiluk that. Shiny hasim de'ena nesachim miskatchim ela b'shchitas hazevach v'yevshal ha'akdim nesachim l'karbon ma'ashen ken kriyashma v'tfilin. That there the nesachim are mekadesh the karbon. The karbon is mekadesh the nesachim, and therefore the nesachim have to be brought after the zvachim. Ma'ashen ken, when it comes to tefillin and kriyas shema, that wouldn't apply. It's not pshat, it, right? You can't say a svara that kriyas shema makes the tefillin holy, though they're only holy after you read shema. That's obviously not true. So therefore, they're not exactly comparable. It's interesting, b'chlal, what the Gemara means when it compares it to the meidei de sheker we get. What's pshat, like bringing the carbon without the nesachim? You see that it's not exactly parallel, because the carbon of mekadesh the nesachim, ashenkin the tefillin, are not mekadesh the kriyashma is not mekadesh the tefillin. So what exactly is the tushtel between the two? In any event, it has to be understood on some level. But you can be makdim according to the svar of the Shulamish. You can be makdim the tefillin to kriyashma, and you're cool. because just like you can wear the tefillin afterwards, according to the Rama Mipano, you can also wear it before. Ein mechusus man lebo b'yom, and the svar of the Taras Kohanim that we want to bring from the Taras Kohanim says that the zvachim have to come first would not apply here, because the zvachim are mekadesh the nesachim, therefore they have to come first, and that obviously wouldn't apply here. Another suffix is, the Rama Mipano writes, we saw in the previous shir, that if you put on tefillin afterwards, it's beseder. So when you put on tefillin, does it still have to be Zman Kriya Shema? Or no? Even after Zman Kriya Shema is okay. Because we can say that if Chiyuv Kriya Shema already passed, so it's too late. Maida Hava Hava. Or no? Maybe it's still Zman Tefillin. So your Yotze, your Tefillin, so it's not a problem as long as you're doing it Bisman Tefillin. So I would say Bisvar Pshuta, if the whole word is that you have to put on Tefillin afterwards, so as long as you're putting Tefillin on Bisman, you're putting Tefillin on Bisman. But Rav Harwitz actually proves if they weren't Tamura. There it says, within the Pasuk of the Nesechem, the Nesechem, the Shalmechem, that Nesachim, Habayim Imakarban, Einam Kraven Balaila. That Nesachim that come with the carbon are not allowed to be brought at night. So if not for that pasuk of Lenischechem Vishalmechem, what would we say? You could bring them at night, you could bring the Nesachim at night, even though Laila is Lavzman Karban. So you see that since Laila is Zman Aroy Lenischechem, because Nesachim that come by themselves without a Chiyuv Karban are brought at night, like it says in the Gemara over there, well, you might think that even when they come with the carbon, they're carried at night. So we can say all pasuk by Kriya Shema Tefillin. Kevin de Hashtab is Zman Tefillin. Since now is the Zman of Tefillin, even though it's not Zman Kriya Shema, it's Beseder. It's just like in theory you could bring the Nesachim, even though it's not the Zman of the carbon. Now, if you say that Tefillin after Kriya Shema is effective, you could, that works, like the Rama Mipano says. And if you say that if you're makdim Tefillin to Kriya Shema, it's also okay, what would be the din if you did both? You were makdim tefillin to Kriya Shema, you were makdim tefillin to Kriya Shema, and you wore them before Zman Kriya Shema. And like the Mechaber says in Siman Lamed Sif Beis, that Laila is lav Zman tefillin, Ela Dein Morin Kein, we don't pask in this way, that we don't publicly rule this way, that Laila is lav Zman tefillin, and Bashkiyas Hachama, Al Pi Ikar Adin, you have to already take off your tefillin with Rabbanan, and if you have to watch them, Mishnah Berurah writes, in the name of the Yeshomrim, Mutter Laniach Afil Lechatchila Balaila, if you have to guard your tefillin, how to guard them is by wearing them, even Lechatchila you can wear tefillin at night. So now you say, what would be the din, a suffix, what would be the din, if a person has to guard his tefillin, and he wears them at night. Ha'imahani l'kriya shema shem shala achara volo. Wow. So, in other words, you did both. What do you mean you did both? You were makdim the tefillin to kriya shema, and you put them on before zman kriya shema. Meaning, you put them on at night. At night, the night that precedes, because we said that you're allowed to put them on preceding Shema, right? And tefillin can be achar zman kriya Shema. So what about if you put on tefillin at night and to guard them, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and does that work for your kriya Shema of the next day, if you're allowed to be makdim your tefillin to kriya Shema? So we can say, no, it's not yet zman kriya Shema. And you can't compare that to wearing tefillin after 3 hours, because you already read Shema, and it's still Zman Tefillin, so you can still fix the Shema. You can still fix the Shema by wearing your tefillin. But here, you haven't even read Shema yet. So there's no Shema yet to fix. So does it work if you're doing it and it's Bechlal Nad Zman Kriya Shema? Does it have to be in the Misgeret of Zman Kriya Shema? If you already read Shema B'Seder, so do it later. But here you haven't even read Shema yet. So it's no Shema to fix, and it's still nighttime, so maybe you're not Yotze. So the Merveh Arik was asked about this, and he said it's no good. But he said it's no good because you're not allowed to be makdim tefillin to Kriya Shema. But according to our sfera, it would be fine. Right? Like the Sholem Eishiv says, Ein mechus zman lebo b'yom, so even the night before would be okay. Like we see in Chagigat HaSamed Beis, Shegam b'layla shelefanav, Ein mechus zman. Even the night before is not considered mechus zman, so you can say mechus zman lebo b'yom, you can wear it at night. And even if you say night is no good, what about it? Miyad belos hashachar, where the chiyuv of Kriya Shema hasn't yet come, because Miss Mishiyaku is chavero, the chachili shouldn't read Shema before this. So what about that alos hashachar? On one hand it's already day, and the other hand it's ayezman Kriya Shema. So these are all very interesting sveikas, and please God, in the next shir, we'd like to go further and to see more neflos mitoras Hashem. There's so many interesting things to discuss over here. So I'm very excited to continue mit Hashem and see more. And we should be zelka to lomar olam edishmo las lakaimus kol divrei salma torah sabi ahav.